Traveling, a true story by Pamela Hummel Morgan. This week we visited some friends in Monterey. They had recently returned from a 7-week trip driving across Europe, putting over 6,000 miles on their rental cars. Their trip began in San Francisco, where they boarded a low-cost French airline. The plane was over 2 hours late in taking off. Our friends watched as various mechanics came on and off the plane, fidgeting with some equipment in the back of the place. When the plane was finally airborne, the for an extra charge meal service began. Our friends had eaten at one of their favorite restaurants earlier in the evening and decided to forego the plane's meal. Good choice. Several people who were sitting around them and who had paid for their meal were making hurried trips to the lavatory to vomit. They saw one woman head there 6 separate times. The in-flight entertainment, also for an extra cost, was exclusively in French. My friends speak some French, but without subtitles, they found it frustrating. On arrival, their luggage was not where the crew had said it would be. Our friends had to search the terminal for it. They said that it was finally located on a carousel for Lufthansa, the German airline. In Paris, they stayed in a nice B&B for a couple of nights and then decided to begin their rental car adventure. Being environmentally conscious, they had chosen to rent an electric car, more specially a Volvo. Everything was fine for the first day, but when it came time to recharge the car's batteries, they encountered the first of many frustrations. They inserted the plastic card that the rental company had provided. Nothing worked. They tried another charging port. Nothing worked. They tried a third. Still, nothing worked. Finally, a helpful French gentleman saw their predicament. It seems that before anyone can use the charging ports, they must first insert a government-issued authorization card. To get the authorization card, you must apply by mail to a government agency. The gentleman said that it usually takes a couple of weeks. Helpfully, he inserted his own authorization card, and our friends could begin charging. They needed to get the batteries fully charged because they were driving up to the Netherlands to meet their son and his fiancée who were flying in from Maryland. My friend said they drove conservatively in order to save the battery's charge. But before they reached the airport, the car needed recharging. This time, they took it directly to the rental car agency from which they had rented the car. But alas, the rental car agency did not have a charging station on the property. So, an agent rode with them to the closest one. There they learned that they would again need an authorization card, but it would have to be one for the Netherlands. The rental car agent did not have one. He called for assistance and another employee picked them up and then drove them back to the rental car agency where my friends abandoned the electric Volvo for a diesel-powered Peugeot. The Peugeot proved a wise choice. Our friends said that when they were driving in Europe, diesel was actually less than gasoline. The only problem they had with it was that the GPS system spoke only French, so they used Google Maps on their son's phone. That worked until their son lost his iPhone at a rest area on the Autobahn. Of course, that brought both panic and frustration. Rather than attempt to replace the lost iPhone, they opted instead for an inexpensive burner phone. Their European prepaid cell service on it cost them €25 a month and it had pretty good coverage. So, they had Google Maps most of the time. They were completely lost only a couple of times. Our friends say that parking in the major cities is extremely limited and very expensive. In some locations, the available parking was filled to capacity early in the morning, and there were no spaces for later arrivers. Parking was best in Spain, generally okay in most of Germany and France, except the major cities, but terrible in the Low Countries. Our friends chose to focus on smaller towns and less popular attractions. Still lots to see and experience. Just no classic postcard pictures. They traveled with no pre-planned itinerary. Once their son and his fiancée joined them, they had no time constraints. Just a return date for their flight back. When we visited them earlier this week, my friend said that he was just paying the last of his 6 traffic tickets, 3 from Germany, 2 from France, and 1 from Spain. One ticket was for driving 5 kilometers above the posted limit. That one cost my friends $35. The most expensive was one from just outside Wiesbaden. The ticket cost $285 and the rental car company charged another $170 administrative fee for giving the German state government our friend's address. Our friends said that none of these tickets were issued by a police officer. No, they all came from automated equipment, speed traps. I asked why they had chosen to drive when taking the train might have been easier. My friends told me that they had tried to purchase your rail tickets when they first were planning the trip, and the company was offering a $150 discount for an early, pre-season purchase. However, the system would not accept their Visa credit card. They called and the order was processed on the phone. Yet, when the actual confirmation arrived, they were sent 4 tickets instead of the 2 that they had ordered. They called again to cancel the additional pair of passes. Cancelled. No problem. So they thought. But they found that your rail had cancelled all 4 passes. They tried again. Alas, the system would not issue them another set of passes. They were locked out. That's when they decided to drive instead, and also to invite their son and his fiancé along. As we started to leave, my friend reminisced about a prior European trip that he had taken during his early 20s. You know, we had paper tickets, nothing electronic, and we just walked into hotels with no reservations. Never any problem finding someplace special to eat. Still, everything worked fine, probably better than now. We said our goodbyes and left.